Salt Lake City police killed 22-year-old Bernardo Palacios Carbajal on May 23rd. So his name has become part of the rallying cry of Utah protest against racial injustice and police brutality. As KUER's Emily Means reports, his family and activists want answers about what happened to him.
Justice for Bernardo!
Justice for Bernardo!
Justice for Bernardo!
Lorena Burciaga is a friend of the Palacios Carbajal family. Saturday evening, she stood in the middle of the street outside Salt Lake County District Attorney Sim Gill's office. Burciaga addressed a crowd of people holding signs that read, "Justice for Bernardo."
Bernardo, he was a good kid. With bad things, with good things. He had a lot of dreams.
The Salt Lake City Police Department released body cam footage from the shooting death of Palacios Carbajal about 2 weeks ago. Sim Gill says Unified Police Department has conducted an independent investigation of the case. Now, it's up to his office to verify the findings and fill in any blanks. Gill says he understands the urgency of the matter.
We're not going to take a day longer than we need to, regardless of whatever the outcome may be.
He says he supports the protesters. But if they want change, Gill says they should lobby lawmakers. He cites the ban on chokeholds the state legislature recently passed.
Those statutory changes do impact behavior. They do impact a process, and law enforcement will rise to that level, but only if we are willing to create the laws that are necessary.
Palacios Carbajal's family and their supporters say they'll be outside the DA's office protesting every day until the report is released. Gill estimates it'll be finished in about 2 weeks. Emily Means, KUER News.